NASA introduced 8 new astronauts yesterday. The space agency says they will lay the groundwork for missions to an asteroid and eventually Mars.
For the first time, half the new astronauts are women, whose paths can be traced back to an event that happened 30 years ago today.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. We go for main engine start. We have main engine start and ignition. And liftoff of STS-7 and America's first woman astronaut. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
On board that space shuttle, 32-year-old mission specialist Sally Ride, the first American woman in space.
I guess that I was maybe more excited about getting a chance to fly early than I was about getting to be the first woman. I think that it's a real experience and the experience of a lifetime.
Still, it was inevitable that other people would focus on Sally Ride's gender. The subject came up at a news conference a year before her launch into space.
When there was a problem, when there was a glitch or whatever, how did you respond? How do you take it as a human being? Do you weep? What do you do?
Why doesn't anybody ask Rick those questions?
Ride was referring there to her crewmate Rick Hauck. On the day the shuttle carried Ride into space, the crowd at the Kennedy Space Center included feminist leader Gloria Steinem.
For all of us who grew up never seeing a woman who was a police officer, a judge, a scientist, you know, we made us feel we could not be those things. And so for little girls to see this on television and to see it all over the world, it's a big help.
Sally Ride went into space in the shuttle Challenger. Less than 3 years after that mission, when Challenger was heading into space again, it would explode shortly after launch, killing all 7 crew members.
Ride served on the commission investigating that disaster. Months after the tragedy, she spoke to Morning Edition.
I think it's very important that we try and rebuild the NASA, I don't want to say image because that sounds a little bit superficial, but really get back to basics at NASA and get back to what people expect us to be.
You would fly again?
I would fly again.
Sally Ride did not fly again. She retired from NASA not long after that interview, dedicating the rest of her life to encouraging children, girls especially, to pursue careers in science and engineering.
She was also called upon by NASA again to help investigate a disaster, the Shuttle Columbia disaster in 2003. And she told us then that she still believed in exploring space.
All you need to do is look into the eyes of the kids growing up today when you mention astronauts, the planets, the space program to them. Their eyes just light up. It really captivates them, and it ignites something deep inside of all of us.
The late Sally Ride, who became the first American woman in space 30 years ago today. All you wanna do is